This week's parsha, Parshas Va'era, starts off with the pasuk, which reads as follows: Ve'era el Avram, el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov ve'kel Shakai u'shmi Hashem le'nadati lehem. Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's reprimanding him, and he says, Moshe, you have so many questions. Parshas Shemais ended with Moshe saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama harei aysalam hazeh, why are things so bad for your nation? Why have you caused it to get worse for your nation? Why have you sent me? What is it that's supposed to happen here? And Hashem doesn't really give him an answer. Hashem just says, you're going to see. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Pari. And then this week's parsha begins with Hashem explaining how and why he's unhappy with the way Moshe Rabbeinu is asking the question. Because he said, when I appear to Avraham and to Yitzchak and to Yaakov, I appear to them with the name Kel Shakai and Shmi Hashem, Shem HaMefarsh, Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, I never let them know. And we want to understand what it means that they didn't know Hashem's name. What does it mean that Shmi Hashem le'nadati lahem? And we also want to understand that on the words Ve'ira and I appeared, Rashi says cryptically, El Ha'avais, I appeared to the Avais. And the question is, what is Rashi trying to tell us? We know he appeared to the Avos. That's what it says in the pasuk immediately after. Ve'era el Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov bekel Shakai. So what is Ve'era? What is Rashi coming to elucidate when he says, Ve'era and I appeared? Rashi says, el ha'avos, to the Avos. Of course we know it's the Avos. We have it in the pasuk. In the Sefer Reshus Vaseinu, we have an explanation. When we daven every day, we start off by saying the words Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, in Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem, you are our Hashem, and you are also the Hashem of our fathers. And really what we're trying to do here is highlighting two parts of Emunah. There's the Emunah Pshuta, the Emunah that comes without any chakira, without any investigation. Meaning, the reason that I'm from, and the reason that I keep Torah mitzvahs, and the reason that I keep Shabbos, and I eat kosher, and I do keep all the halachas to the best of my ability, is because that's what my parents taught me how to do. That's what they did. I make a bracha because since I'm a little girl, I've been making brachas. It's Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu. Hashem is the Elokei Aviseinu. He's given me my parents, who have taught me that he is like he is their God, he is also my God, and therefore I do all these things. But also, he's Elokeinu, which means that after we accept the Emunah Pshuta, that Emunah that comes without any investigation, there is an additional part of Emunah, which is taking this belief system and making it mine by searching, by reading, by attending shiurim, by investigating, by trying to understand it, by trying to make Yiddishkeit mine. So there's two aspects to Emunah. And of course, there are advantages and disadvantages for each type. The belief of Elokei Aviseinu, the belief that says that this is the Messiah and it's come down to me and I know it must be true and therefore I'm doing it, it's one that stands strong. It's not built on my intellect. So therefore, no intellectual question can sway me from it because it just is. It's a reality of my life. I'm a firm Jew and this is what I do and this is how I do it. However, the belief that comes because I've searched for it also has an advantage because with it, I can recognize everything that I'm doing and give it, imbue it with depth and with belief and with understanding and with intellect. A person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Elokeinu, he is my Hashem, I've made him mine, will be serving with greater enthusiasm and desire and not just doing things because that's the way he's been taught and that's the way he's always been doing it. However, the disadvantage is that there's a danger that he can fall into a pit of doubt when something comes up that he doesn't understand, meaning by giving Emunah an intellectual side, if there's something that happens that challenges my intellect, which does happen, then I'm in danger of losing my Emunah. And therefore, the way to avoid any issues is by holding on to these two paths together. The main belief comes from what we got from our forefathers, from the Masorah, for the understanding that Maamad Har Sinai and a mass revelation is something that we believe happened, and therefore I'm keeping the Torah mitzvot because because this is my belief system, and at the same time, I'm searching to understand it on my own. And this way, there will be both advantages. On one hand, Dzimuna will be strong because it came from his father's, and on the other hand, he'll be serving with enthusiasm and love because he owns it, because it's his. In other words, Elokeinu, he is my Hashem, Velekei Aveisenu, and he is the Hashem of my forefathers. And the Baal Shem Tov adds that it says Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velekei Yaakov, which means that the name Elokei comes before each of the Avais, meaning we could have just said, both in the Pasuk and in our davening, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. He's the God, he's Hashem, who's the God of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But what we learn from here, the Baal Shem Tov says, is that even our Avais didn't rely on what they only on what they heard from their fathers, meaning that they also invested the effort into making it, into developing that relationship so that it's Elokeinu and also Elokei Aveisenu. And what we learn from this that even the Avos did not just rely, but he added something on his own. And from this we learn that every person also has to look and search and build to find his own Mida as the Avos did, and each was able to say Elokei, he is my own personal Hashem, Avraham through his Midah of Chesed, and Yitzchak through his Midah of Din, and Yaakov through his Midah of Teferis, of Emes, where he combined both of them together. This is why, even if a father leaves his son a Sefer Torah, and he has one, we know that there's an obligation, there's a mitzvah for every person to write a Sefer Torah, but what happens if he has one because his father gave him one? Does he also have to write a Sefer Torah? Is the mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah or to write a Sefer Torah? And it seems like the obligation is to write a Sefer Torah, because even if you have a Sefer Torah, it's got to be your Sefer Torah. Because even if we have a relationship with Hashem because it came through the Avos, I have to develop my own relationship with Hashem as well. At the beginning of this parsha, what Hashem is telling Moshe is that I appear to the fathers, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because of their simple faith. I never told them my name. Meaning my appearance to them happened because they believed in me simply. Even though, of course, as the Baal Shem Tov said, they looked and of course they searched and of course, as we said, they each made it their own. However, the schus that Hashem appeared to them with was the merit of their simple belief, and that's what made Hashem appear to them. And this explains what Rashi says. Even though they were holding on to both of the tracks of Amunah, they believed because of the Avais. And they did their own searching. As they did their own searching, it was done from the basis of the faith of Ve'era El Ha'avais. And that's what Rashi is pointing out. He's saying, when Hashem says, I appear to the fathers, he points out that besides intellectual faith that they acquired, they also had that simple faith that came from their fathers. And this teaches us, as we learn through the Parshiyos, that form the basis for our Yontov of Pesach, which is the Chag where we do develop our Emunah. It's meant to give us an infusion of Emunah every year, is how we are meant to work on our belief system. We have to work on it with enthusiasm, and we have to find a way to make this mine, and we have to develop our intellectual beliefs, and we have to question, and we have to think, and we have to learn, and we have to grow, but at the very beginning and then middle, Ve'era El Ha'avais, meaning we have to come in with a strong set foundation of faith that is unshakable. And from that foundation of faith is where we can go and grow to make it both Elokeinu and also Ve'lekei Aveisenu.